If you talk about it anymore, I'm going to kill you.
Gee, Barbara, what good is it having an orgasm if you can't discuss it?
For normal people, just having it is enough.
Face it, you're just jealous. Jealous that I met Patrick. Jealous that Daddy met Sonia. Jealous that you don't have anybody you're in love with.
I'm only going to tell you this one more time, Carol. I'm happy that you found Patrick. I'm happy Daddy found Sonia. I'm happy, happy, happy!
Hi, girls. Barbara, quit swatting your sister's head.
She's bragging about her sex life again, Daddy.
All right, just a few more minutes, though.
Hi, Sonia.
You shouldn't beat up your sister like that. You need more of a wrist action. I used to beat up my sister, too.
Oh, when did you stop?
Oh, every 15 minutes.
What a great sense of humor. Isn't she wonderful, girls? Isn't she?
Good night, Sonia. Come by and hit Carol sometime.
Good night, girls.
Alone at last. I can't tell you what a wonderful evening I had with you. I've never, ever been taken care of like that before. Everything planned, every detail looked at. Thank you.
You're welcome, Harry.
I mean, you picked me up, took me out to a terrific dinner, then third row center of the symphony. Listen, you're not expecting me to put out or anything, are you?
No.
No? Oh. Sonia, you and I, we make a terrific team.
The greatest. Which is why I think it would be better if we never saw each other again. I'm sorry, Harry. Goodbye.
Wait. We make a great team, the greatest. I can never see you again. But that's complete insanity. Carol will understand.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways.
I feel like I've been hit by a train. I mean, Sonia's so right for me, and she was fun and smart and witty and... sexy. Jeez, Sonia. Strong.
Dad, are you okay with this Sonia thing?
I'm fine. A little confused. I just want to hit the sack.
You want to be alone?
Yeah.
I love you, Dad.
Thanks. It's good to have family.
Daddy!
Daddy, 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 I know your anguish.
I was afraid you would, dear.
You know, Daddy, it wasn't so long ago that I was dumped.
Yeah, Carol.
But
please,
in time, you'll meet someone who worships the ground you walk on as I have, and you'll heal. You know, I never thought that I... No, Dreyfus, you don't heal. Daddy heals.
Honey, I don't want to talk about this right now. I just want to get out of my clothes.
Oh, I hear you. Remember when I went screaming naked through the backyard when Clarence Thomas was confirmed?
Vaguely, dear.
Oh, always be here for you, Daddy.
Yes, dear, I'm beginning to realize that.
Night, Daddy.
Night, dear. Okay.
Whoa, hey, Charlie.
Hey, Harry. I heard you got the old heave-ho. Bummer. By the way, we're out of cream rinse.
What the hell are you doing in my bathroom?
Oh, my drain's been clogged since June. Word of advice, don't ever gut a deer in your bathtub.
Get out, Charlie.
Right. You know me, never one to intrude, but someone with an outside perspective can see exactly where you went wrong with this Sonia.
Where?
Boxers. You gotta go with briefs. Holds the old buns up. Chicks love tight buns. Well, tight buns and cash.
Charlie, I'm not gonna wear tight underwear and give money to women.
Fine. Be lonely.
I don't know why the doctor brought you in. I'm perfectly capable of hanging a shelf crooked by myself. I forgot you're living with his daughter.
Hey, don't you have some blood to draw besides mine?
Pretty boy, I'll show you how to hang a shelf. Oh.
Laverne, you okay?
Well, it's nothing. It's none of your business.
You have an ulcer, don't you?
How do you know?
I know this medicine. My mother had an ulcer.
How'd she get it? You hang shelves for her, too?
Come on, Laverne. An ulcer isn't that serious nowadays.
Not serious? Are you kidding? It only means no more soda, no more coffee, no more fried chicken, no more tater tots. You know how I love my tater tots.
I'm sorry. I guess it is serious.
Serious? Now, what, are you trying to upset me?
No. I just meant that...
I'll have you know I'm going to beat this. Fine.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You don't have a hole in your stomach.
I will if I keep talking to you.
Weston lines up his birdie putt on the 18th hole. If he sinks this, he wins 100 grand and a new Chrysler Cordoba. I wish they still made those. Figures.
Just a second, Laverne.
Come in. Sonia, I thought we were never going to see each other again.
I wanted to talk. I was unfair the other night, and I owe you an explanation.
What happened? I thought we were doing great.
We were, but I'm an all-or-nothing person, Harry. If I were to get involved with you, and you're exactly the kind of man I could get involved with, my career would suffer.
Sonia, I can help you find the middle ground. All you gotta do is just loosen up a little.
There is no middle ground. I know me. Another fire. I'm sorry if I hurt you, Harry. I'm gonna miss you.
None of this makes sense. Carol will understand.
So that was Sonia, huh? Hot.
Yes, she's an attractive lady.
So you two back together or what?
No, we are not back together. Actually, you just said that she doesn't want to get involved. I think she's afraid.
Well, let her know there's nothing to be afraid of. Harry, if you want her to be vulnerable, you have to be vulnerable. It's one big game.
I don't want to play games. Like what, cry in front of her, or...
If that's what it takes. You know what your problem is, Harry? You are too shy. You're too timid. You gotta go out on a limb. You can't be afraid to do something stupid.
Stupid?
Yeah. See, if a guy does something and it feels stupid, inevitably, it'll feel romantic to the woman. You gotta be creative.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do to impress Carol?
I took off my shirt and I got out of my truck.
Here's the case to my truck. Keep your shirt on.
I put the third quarter figures in the DPO subfile.
Brilliant idea.
Thank you, Miss Phillips.
All right. Who wrote that they're head over heels crazy about me and my electronic mail? Harry?
It was me.
Ooh. Harry, this isn't the...
Sonia, I care very much about you, and I will not give you up without a fight, and I don't care who hears. Ooh. Well, this sure feels stupid.
Harry, I care about you, too, but I have my career to think about.
I think you can have both.
I can't.
You will.
Security is on the way. I'm a hemophiliac.
Relax, relax, I'm going. Talk to you soon.
Goodbye, Harry.
If it's okay, I'm going to leave now. If I miss another pizza night, I have to massage the wife's feet during hard copy.
Good night, Brian.
Good evening, Miss Phillips. The man you are looking at is Dr. Harry Weston. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to spend time with Weston and learn the true meaning of his intentions. As always, should you or your heart be captured, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Since I have no idea how to self-destruct this tape, you'll just have to turn it off yourself.
I don't know if she even listened to the tape.
Daddy, that is the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
That is pretty creative, Harry.
I can't believe you did something this cool.
I can't believe you've been out with her four times and still haven't done the Oofa dance.
Charlie, does the filth in your mind know no limitations?
I'd never do it with a dead girl, if that's what you mean.
Charlie, out.
Well, I wouldn't.
Sonia!
Oh, hi, Harry. Can we talk? I've been giving what you said a lot of thought about taking the middle ground, and I'm willing to give us a shot.
That's wonderful.
I just have one question.
What's that?
Will you marry me? You are perfect for me, and I want to be perfect for you.
You are.
Oh. Harry, we should get away. Why don't we go to the Cayman Islands?
Sounds great.
I'll get right on it. Jeffrey, call the Cayman Island Tourist Bureau for travel brochures.
We'll have to go to dinner Friday night.
Well, let me cook dinner for you. Here, for the whole family. Do you like lobster?
I love it, but that's a whole lot of trouble.
Call Henri at Mistral. Have him fax his lobster Newburgh recipe to Steve at Grocery Gourmet. I want asparagus spears, new potatoes, two bottles of Gurgit Chardonnay.
Wow.
Come here.
Again. Wow.
You were right, Harry. I just needed to loosen up a little.
Oh, I love you loose.
Me too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's his favorite lunch. Fried chicken. Home fried.
Oh, Marcy.
Apple pie and cream soda. What are you drinking there?
Corn.
Oh, Sonia!
I have a meeting at 2, so sit, eat. I've made you the perfect lunch.
You didn't have to go to all this trouble.
No trouble. I love doing things for you. Click when I say next.
Well, what's all this?
I've been doing some research on our vacation. As you can see, Harry, the Cayman Islands are a series of 3 islands. Next. Perfect. The capital of which is Georgetown. Next. Next. The best
beaches and resorts are to be found on the island of Grand Cayman. Next? Harry, next?
No.
Ah, come in,
Slater. Well, what, what's this?
Oh, Miss Phillips hired Sven to work you out good, huh? Keep heart pumping strong like fuel injector and top turbo, we start with the alpine climber, eh?
What about
that? If you're going to eat food like that, you're going to have to work it off. I want my baby to live forever.
But I thought you weren't supposed to work out after you eat.
Oh, that's swimming. No, we don't swim until tomorrow, 5 a.m.
I can't swim at 5 a.m.
You will swim at 5 a.m.
Lunchtime. Not eating with Sonia today?
No, I told her that we were going to have lunch here to discuss office stuff.
Yams or peas, name your poison. Gonna make me eat the yams, huh? So, we're going to discuss office stuff or what?
Yeah, right. How's the filing?
Screwed up beyond repair. So you going to tell me what's really going on? You and Sonia having trouble?
No. Everything is just swell. Well, she's a little controlling.
I understand. There is nothing more obnoxious than a controlling person. Wipe your chin.
In the week since we get back together, she's had every minute of my life planned. She's starting to make me feel a little uncomfortable.
So tell her.
I can't. I made such a big deal out of going after her. Now I'm going to complain?
Well, one thing I know is that if you keep things bottled up inside, you'll end up with an ulcer. Doctor, do you think I keep things bottled up?
Not that I've ever noticed. No, I don't know. It's possible. Is there something bothering you?
No, nothing.
Come on, Laverne. There's got to be something.
Well, maybe one thing. You're always late in the morning. It messes up my schedule.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
And then you order them billing envelopes. They're a little itty-bitty too small for the checks. I got to fold it, unfold it, waste half my day.
Well, I didn't write
it. Then you come in here with your personal problems. Your daughter's dating every nut in town, and one of them finally bags one, and you bring him here.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't...
And I ain't through yet. Now you got yourself a new girlfriend. Next thing I know, I'm picking up Faces Fried Chicken out your car. I ain't through yet. Why you always park that big boat of a car you're in halfway in my space?
Well, all right, I'll try to...
I ain't through yet.
Daddy, you have to make her stop. She's driving me crazy.
Oh, Carol, stop it.
Not me, Sonia. She's worse than Carol.
She is?
She's like June Cleaver on acid.
Daddy, she fired the pool man this afternoon.
Hector? She fired Hector?
Yeah, she said it was nothing personal. She just had someone more efficient. I liked Hector.
All right. I'll talk to her.
There you are. We still have chores. Barbara Plates, Carol Silver, Patrick Trash.
I feel like one of the Von Trapp kids.
How is your espresso?
No, it's delicious, as was the dinner and the three lunches this week.
Perfect.
Oh, there's that word again.
What word?
Perfect. You use it a lot.
I like perfect. You think about it, what could be better than perfect?
Oh, relaxed, comfortable, and natural.
What are you trying to say, Harry?
Sonia, I don't think things are working out here.
Are you breaking up with me?
I think I am.
Wait a second. I mean, I broke up with you because I didn't think I could handle it, and you assured me I could. Then you come to my office with that stupid Mission Impossible trick. You win my heart. And now you're dumping me?
I am very sorry.
I thought you said you were crazy about me.
Well, I thought I was, but Sonia, remember that evening we discussed getting to know each other? That's what this was all about.
And you didn't like what you got to know?
Sonia, I can't live my life on your schedule. It's too structured. It's too rigid. I can't breathe.
I see.
Listen, I feel terribly guilty about this.
Don't. On second thought, do. Where's Sonia?
Ah, she's gone. We broke up.
Yes!
I mean, that's too bad.
Oh, Barbara, I feel so lousy. I mean, I meet this lady I like. We go out. She has a few quirks, and she's history.
Well, Daddy, maybe she's just not the one for you.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering that maybe I didn't give it a chance. Maybe I could have been, you know, more understanding.
Well, how do you feel now that she's gone?
Like I hurt someone very badly, and it doesn't feel good.
Oh, Daddy. I love you.
Thanks, baby. I love you, too. I am so sorry. It was a hasty decision. I know, but I want you back so much. All right, don't cry. You go back to bed and we'll work this out in the morning. Good night, Hector.
Moon was shining. We walked to the lake and we looked around. We were all alone.
What? I didn't say anything about an orgasm.
You had a big fat fly on your head. Don't worry, I got it.